You're listening to SBS News.
Years of drought have left memories or nightmares Australian winemaker Mike Hayes is unlikely to ever forget.
Giant fish heads being taken out of the riverbanks by obviously eagles that had eaten the fish and left the heads. I've never seen skinny kangaroos before in our country. Kangaroos were skinny. We never had bird attack on our vineyard because the birds left the area because there was no food or no water. But we're coming out of it now. We've had good rain, but there's a lot of work to be done to regenerate our vineyards.
Mr. Hayes is part of the group Farmers for Climate Action and is increasingly concerned about future droughts, fires and floods. He says Australia could hit net zero by 2040 with the right policies and investment and without costing the agricultural sector.
We're not all just sitting around in a circle holding hands, singing Kumbaya, my Lord. You know, we need to get out there and we need to practice what we preach. You know, we've got to get rid of the draconian way of farming. And that's what's been holding us back for a long time. But just to continue on and keep going down in this path, it's a nightmare.
He's got support from a totally different industry. Dr. Amar Khurshid, president of the Australian Medical Association, says doctors are worried about the effects of climate change far beyond the paddocks.
This climate emergency is a health emergency. There are health impacts of climate change right now being experienced around the world, including here in Australia, and that's only going to get worse.
Mr. Khurshid says there's no more room for debate.
That the science is in. There is no debate about whether our planet is warming. It's a matter of how much it's going to warm. And Australia would really like, the medical profession, that's all the specialist medical colleges, the AMA and Doctors for the Environment are calling on the Prime Minister for Australia to take a leading role, to commit to limiting the increase in global temperatures to 1.5 degrees and to start the action that's going to be needed to achieve that goal right now.
Farmers and doctors are being backed up with support from the economic sector. The global trade and economic body, the OECD, now headed by former Australian Finance Minister Matthias Cormann, is also applying pressure regarding climate policy. Ben Westmore, OECD head of the Australia and US desk, says there is room for improvement following their latest Australian survey release.
Australia still has relatively low carbon pricing of emissions compared to most OECD countries, and so there is room for improvement in that domain.
Despite overwhelming calls for change, some are still convinced the climate debate has been blown out of proportion. Stephen Tully is a farmer that's welcomed the Prime Minister to his drought-stricken property twice.
Climate change has had very minimal effect on anything we do. Yes, we've had severe droughts, and none of those are outside the extremes of what has happened before. So it may be happening, but it's not happening at some sort of apocalyptic rate. I think that's just ridiculous.
Michael Hayes, however, thinks climate change deniers will have to wake up to the facts sooner or later.
One day we'll soon wake up and learn that we can't eat a piece of coal for breakfast. But we can have, you know, we can have granola or we can have tomato on toast.
Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.